Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Lawmakers on the House Select Committee investigating the deadly January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol are pledging to get to the bottom of what happened that day. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports the panel heard emotional testimony and firsthand accounts today from four police officers who defended the Capitol against a mob of pro-Trump rioters.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney, one of the two Republicans on the panel, asked Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Ginnell how he felt about former President Donald Trump's claims that the crowd on January 6th was, quote, loving.
I'm still recovering from those hugs and kisses that day that he claimed that so many rioters, terrorists, were assaulting us that day. If that was hugs and kisses, then we should all go to his house and do the same thing to him.
The committee's Democratic chair, Benny Thompson, called the actions of the officers heroic and vowed to get answers about what happened during the insurrection. The next hearing could take place next month. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
With hospitalizations and infections rising from the Delta variant of the coronavirus, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is strongly recommending mask wearing indoors in some of the hardest hit areas of the country. In May, the CDC eased mask guidance for fully vaccinated people, allowing them to stop wearing masks outdoors in crowds and in most indoor settings. But in some spots, the agency says the masks need to go back on. The CDC also recommending masks for all K-12 teachers, staff, students, and visitors to schools, regardless of vaccination status. The country is currently averaging more than 57,000 cases a day and 24,000 COVID-19 hospitalizations. President Biden says he believes a cyber attack poses the greatest threat of provoking a war between the U.S. and another major power. As NPR's Greg Myrie explains, Biden made his remarks during his first visit as president to a U.S. intelligence agency.
President Biden has been dealing with the fallout of several cyber breaches during his first 6 months in office. He traveled to the office of the Director of National Intelligence in suburban Washington and said a cyber attack posed the most serious danger of igniting a war.
If we end up in a war, a real shooting war with a major power, it's going to be as a consequence of a cyber breach of great consequence.
At a summit last month, Biden warned Russian leader Vladimir Putin of unspecified consequences if Russian hackers continue to strike in the U.S. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Many Republicans don't appear willing to give up on former President Trump just yet. That's according to a new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. Shows most Republicans want Trump to have some influence over the direction of the party, though fewer than half say they're optimistic about the party's future. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 85 points. This is NPR. Tech giants Microsoft, Apple, and Google continue to win big in the pandemic as the companies report quarterly earnings that smashed analyst expectations. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, Apple in particular posted its best quarter in its 45-year history.
Apple CEO Tim Cook told investors iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch sales are all way up, as are subscriptions to Apple TV and the fees it collects from its App Store.
We set a new June quarter revenue record of $81.4 billion. With especially strong growth in emerging markets, including India, Latin America, and Vietnam.
Microsoft, meanwhile, said the rebounding job market has boosted its social network LinkedIn by 50%. And Google reported that its digital ad market is especially thriving, powered by ads from its video streaming service, YouTube. The surging profits for big tech come just as the Biden administration sets its sights on challenging Silicon Valley's power. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
All three companies are among NPR's financial supporters. U.S. appeals court has ruled against a web designer who refused to create wedding sites for same-sex couples and had sued to challenge the Colorado anti-discrimination law. In a 2-1 ruling, the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied Lori Smith's attempt to overturn a lower court ruling, throwing out her legal challenge. Smith and the group defending her had contended the law forced her to violate her Christian faith. The law is the same one that was involved when the Colorado baker who refused to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple, that individual won before the Supreme Court in 2018. Oil ended the session at $71.89 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.